What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. And we're back with the Raw edition of the TJ Chapman Show. And joining me, like always, is my sipping family, Buddha and Baby from Sipping and Conversations. What's happening, y'all?
What's happening? What's happening? What's
happening,
fam? What's
good? Sippers.
There it is. All day, every day. And got a couple of... you know, special guests who are in the building with us as well. They no stranger. Been here a couple of times. Well, actually, the second time they've been here, kind of cracked jokes on a couple of times when we first met. So chemistry just popped off a little bit.
Yep.
Joined us in the building. We got a little bit over here, 15 years old.
See what I'm talking about?
And now I'm just playing. Hey, Nikki. What's happening, girl?
Hey, TJ. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And later on in the show, we're going to have my main man, the professor, I call him, Tony Williams, joining us a little bit later in the show. So go ahead and we're going to get started right now without any hesitation. Because for those who weren't here last week or didn't listen to the show or didn't follow it on demand, we concluded our two-part series regarding consensual sex with underage kids, teenagers, with these young adults. And the question that was raised was, who's to blame for these teenagers having consensual sex with these adults? And the consensus was pretty much in different places, but the majority was saying it's the adult who decided to act out on it, mm-hmm. only for the simple fact that they should have enough sense to know you shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So Boo, what was your final thoughts on that?
My final thoughts on that is... it's always going to be the adult's responsibility to do your research and your homework on who you're dealing with.
That's it.
You know, you ask the question, and based on the answer, you ask another question. Either way, I mean, you do that with adults, mm-hmm. let alone adult on a child. So you need to be thorough. Check IDs, do all that. You should do that anyway because they don't look like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any main clues that you got to look for?
You know, if they can't pay for the drink, certain how they answer the question, would be a definite trigger. You know what I'm saying? You ask certain questions, you know how they're supposed to be answered because mm-hmm. you of age. If they don't know how to answer that question the certain way, maybe you need to go ahead and investigate a little more.
Nikki?
I agree. I think it's ultimately the blame is on the adult because at a certain age, you know right from wrong. And I feel like if you're of a certain age going for people that could be your children, it's a problem. And like Buddha said, it all goes back to asking a question. Like I said last week, if... you can determine or you can kind of base somebody's age group by how they respond to a certain question that you ask them. And if it's unclear, you ask another question. And then if you're still unclear, then leave it alone. That's it. Move on.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not worth your freedom.
And baby, you missed last week. So we're going to get your final consensus.
With these teenagers, it's a dual responsibility. Number one, the children. I'm saying children because they are young adults. Most of them, they know most of them that are participating with adults, they know exactly what they're doing. So it now, and the adults that are participating, they know exactly what they're doing. They're not being fooled. It's not 1999. Okay, where you could tell them you're 18 and you're actually 16. They know that the rate of maturity for the young ladies is much higher than it was at a point of time. So it's a dual responsibility, and they're both to blame. And you know, unfortunately, with our children of today, a lot of them are products of their environment, so they are able to articulate at a level of an adult, at an adult level. So they may be able to actually answer those questions. And there are a lot of virtual schools and so forth that allows them to go to school and be on a college campus, and you won't know the difference. So it's kind of, you know, you just have to have a sense of discernment as an adult you know, a legal adult, I should say.
Okay, I definitely agree to some aspect of it, putting all the blame on the team, putting all the blame on the adult that's acting out on it. However, play a little bit of devil's advocate here. You got to put some of the blame on these young Thundercats
right.
that think they grown.
I agree.
Because they be sitting back talking to their mama, and you know what their mama say, you think you grown? Take your ass out of here then.
Right.
And they go slap out there and God knows what.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with
some
that.
Of that blame is put on them too
yep.
because you should know better. Yeah, you probably got a grown woman body, and you swear you can do this, you can swear you do that, you can cook, clean, you watch, you know, your little brother JoJo and whatever, and you can do all this other stuff.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have to understand that is not right. Wait till you turn 18 if you're trying to be that managed so young.
Trust me, we all wanted to be grown when we was a child, and then we don't understand where that who came up with this crap.
Tell me about it.
Exactly my point.
Who is FICA?
All of that.
I
good
hate
stuff.
It here.
All of it. Oh man, so parents, make sure you have a role into it too, because y'all part of the blame too. Mm-hmm. You know, you put these things in your kids' heads. They think it's all right because you may have done it at a young age, and you probably make it feel like it's okay. Yeah. But the only person at the end of the day, when we had Penelope on last week, our legal lawyer, the only person that's going to suffer in the end is the adult, regardless of mm-hmm. what happened, how it happened. Yeah, some loopholes. Mm-hmm. But if you get yourself in a situation, definitely hit her up, because her services
hire her.
Are hiring. So I had to put that shout out there for her. And of course, you know, last week, Robin Hoffman, our behavior specialist, who came in and gave her some insight on how that happened. So big shout out to them. So we're going to switch gears for a little bit and get in right into our topic for the evening. Ooh. Now, about a couple of weeks ago, we started a series called Commitment versus Companionship. And the question that we were talking about was, do you need to have a label or title in order to be in a relationship? Mm-hmm. And I guess it's to each of its own. And we got people in there shaking their head like, absolutely, it's important. Nick, why is it important to have a title?
Well,
like,
TJ, we just, I'm like, so just, happy you asked
why
me.
Can't we just bang bang and just like?
I feel like it's important to have a clear understanding of what role I play to you and what role you play to me. For the simple fact, if all it is, if we're lovers and friends, if we Netflix and chilling, whatever you want to call it, if that's all that it is, okay, so when I get tired and I don't want that no more, I want a relationship, I know that's not what you want, so I'm not going to waste my time. Because a lot of times us females set expectations in our head where the man doesn't necessarily want to meet. So we're waiting, we're sitting, okay, well, you know, we having sex and we doing this, so I know he want to be with me, and that's in our head. And then they tell us they don't want to be with us, and then our feelings are hurt because we set the expectation. Not okay. Let me know what it is up front. Because one, if I don't want to waste my time, okay, cool, appreciate it. I'm going to keep it pushing. Or.
I'm going to slide in. Can I help you out a little bit?
Good, good.
Okay. So yeah, that.
Help it, brother.
So when women have the dick in the glass theory, meaning that you meet a guy, you're already having sex with another guy, but you're really interested in this guy. So you need to be transparent in that moment too. I mean, like, when I'm trying to get to know you, hey, man, I got somebody I have sex with on occasions to pass the time away. But if you still want to talk to me, we can
I feel
still
like I've in that situation, I honestly feel like if you just meet this person, if I just meet Johnny off the street, mm-hmm. and, yeah, I think Johnny's interest. I think I'm interested in Johnny. I think he's attractive. I think he's handsome. I don't know his substance, so I'm not going to tell him off rip. Yeah, you cute, but I'm banging somebody else. But we can still go out on a date, though.
But that's all a part of honesty, isn't it? That's all a part of being clear and concise about what you're trying to do, is it not?
So withholding information, is that like lying or just like wait for the right moment?
Hold
on.
I feel like it's wait for the right moment.
Omission is lying.
It's a form of, because what if we having a good time and all this other stuff, and, you know, I never told you that, you know, I'm married, whatever, and we kicking it, whatever, and you never asked me, you know, hey, are you married? Now, whose fault is that? I mean, did I lie to you? Like, why didn't you tell me? You lied to me that you were married.
First of all, you a dog because you married and you always have to ask somebody else.
But see, you never asked me though, right? So what happens then?
doesn't necessarily mean he was a dog.
That's still your fault because you the one out here married.
You took
like
the vows.
I'm just saying, you talking about being honest. So therefore, certain things need not to be honest.
Your question was originally. Your question to me was: does a title matter?
Okay.
In the situation of me,
I was piggybacking off of Boot over there.
In the situation of me and Bobby, if me and him are just Netflix and chilling, and that's the understanding that we have, we don't need a title because if that's all we're doing, then I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But if we have a conversation that we want to take it elsewhere, further, we want to move to the next level, okay, at that point, we have an agreement. I'm not going to talk to nobody else. You're not going to talk to nobody else. We're starting in a relationship, but we're exclusively dating to where that's not a thing. Mm-hmm. But if I meet Johnny and I'm interested in Johnny and I've already established I'm just Netflix and chilling with Bobby, I'm not walking up to Johnny off rip, hey, you're handsome, but I'm...
Spelling
coconut on top of Bobby every other day, like that's not a thing.
So when are you gonna have that conversation? Like if he's taking you out on that first date, you know he's warming you up, you know revving the engine, paying for the meal, laughing at your jokes, flirting, seducing you, then you leave. You nice and toasted. You ready to get it on, but it's not him. You call who?
If I'm ready to get it on, then I'm gonna call Bobby because.
Oh, see now,
I'm being honest.
That's real. We're talking about expectation, mm-hmm, label, mm-hmm, whatever the label may be. Let the man know where he stand up front, even if he's the first date. That's the first date you're trying to meet. Listen, man, I do a lot of different things out there, but I'm interested in getting to know you.
If I'm interested in getting to know you, I don't feel like the first date is for me to tell you, hey, I'm still having sex with somebody else. I feel like...
Why not, though?
Because I don't know where it's going to go after... The first date might just be it.
You know, and it's funny you say that because somebody here said, very, especially if you had options prior to, make it clear, create boundaries, and do what's necessary to keep the trust. So it kind of goes hand in hand with what you were saying. Like, you know, don't... Let me know something because I'm going to be... You know, I could be doing what I'm doing already. Somebody else said, I used to love to send them on their way.
No, I mean.
My first question is, what others? Are we talking friends, family, Tinder? I didn't tell anyone. I just stopped putting myself out there. My friends met him after about 4 months. My family after 1 year. My Facebook still says single.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And see, here's where we transition into tonight's question, because now that you've established... You know, the whole we go together, we in a relationship, whatever title y'all want to give each other. Once you've established that you're in a relationship, how important is it to let others know that you're now in a relationship? How important is it?
As needed for the outside world.
As needed? Mm. That's the others.
Pretty much it's kind of for others, it will be... Because now you and I, we've made it clear that we are in this exclusive, committed relationship. So now, if people see us out together, they're going to pretty much get the picture or they're going to ask questions, especially if they see us on a regular basis together. But then again, you know, there are some people that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to make it clear.
Well.
And I'm okay with that.
Real clear. Crystal.
So... I say it's a need to know, but you got some people out there that like, you know, hey, when you gonna change your Facebook status that you're taking now?
Oh yeah, I ain't doing that.
It's like, is it that serious? So at what point it'd be like, no, I'm not finna check. What you scared that you're ashamed that we go together now? And like,
you
that's important, right?
Anybody that's concerned about social media that hard anyway.
Yeah, so that social media status that's not, you know.
So is that a deal breaker if I don't wanna tell everybody or change my status that I'm taking or I'm in a relationship now?
No. I feel like it's a respect thing, though. As long as you don't disrespect me or disrespect the relationship, you don't have to change your status on Facebook. There's people with a status that say married and they out here being creeps, okay? So status on Facebook means nothing.
Or you could be married and you ain't married at all.
That too.
And you got women running around here with wedding rings on. Oh, no, that's my grandma's ring. I just put it on the... So people don't holler at me.
It don't mean anything.
Because I will tell you I'm married if you ask me.
They still get hollered at.
Unless they look good.
So but my biggest thing about that, though, is long as you and I both know that we go together, why I gotta broadcast it out to the world? Now, if you come and ask me, you know, walking up, you know, I ain't seen Buddha in forever, you know, and you and I come up together, we already go together. And I'm like, no, what's up, bro? Hey, how you doing? Long time no see, whatever, whatever. Hey, let me introduce you to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, how you doing? Buddha, Nikki. Mm-hmm. Boom. Is that a sign of disrespect? Or do you want to have that title to be let it know, hey, this is my old lady, Nikki. This Buddha. So does it matter how you're presented?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes.
Yes.
At that point,
what if I just address you by
this
your name?
Your shot. Now, tell them who I am. The door open.
So if I don't display that title, I have an expectancy. Okay.
That you will acknowledge me accordingly. I'm not saying I need all the bells and whistles, but if you're going to, this is your friend, your homeboy,
female. But I didn't say that. I just addressed you by your name.
This is my girlfriend. This bae,
that's her. So you want that title attachment.
I'm just saying, if we are in an introductory position,
okay,
introduce me properly.
So at what time frame, though?
At that moment when you saying, I'm your girlfriend. This is, hey.
Well.
And I may not necessarily be standing there at that moment in time, per se, but at the same time, if this is just a dude you know, y'all cool, or a female you know, all right, whatever, okay? I ain't really pressing that, but if I'm in the vicinity and I lock eyes with this person I ain't never synced you with.
So does it matter if it's if he's telling that person, just call you by your name? Doesn't matter if it's a guy or a female?
Who am I? Oh.
Because think about it. If I'm introduced you to a guy, do you just want me to call you TJ? You want me to say, this is my boyfriend TJ?
Well, I mean, nah, if you add on the word, yeah, this is my friend TJ, it's gonna be a misunderstanding when we get in the car. But just because you said this is TJ, such and so and so, and it is a guy, I'm not really that insecure to a point where it's like, I know what I got at home. I don't need for her to kinda like broadcast it unless certain lines get crossed to whatever.
Nice point.
You know,
it's not about insecurity. It's respect.
I understand about the whole respect part, but I'm not a person that, you know, I need to, you know, be broadcast everywhere, this here and that. But, you know, if you're just saying, you know, hey, this is TJ, whatever, whatever. Okay. Now, if you tell me, mess around and say, yeah, this is Buddha, my old college flame or roommate, motherfucker, you better address me by who I am now.
So for you, it matters. It depends on who the person is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would consider that.
You know, cause I would ask, honestly, go to that next level. Okay, what's up, Buddha? How you know Nikki? Or I might even say, how you know my girl Nikki?
Now you say that, but you get to say.
But you can say it.
It's like, okay,
I'm alpha male.
I'm looking at it. I see the little twinkle, little nigga eye right now. Hold on, hey, Mole. What? So it all depends on about the situation. Buddha.
Well, I mean, it's not really the situation for me, man. It depends on how I feel about the situation myself entirely. So if I'm all the way committed to the relationship, then I want to be addressed as such. If I'm playing to her that I'm committed, but I'm not really committed, then it ain't going to bother me as much. You see what I'm saying?
I get you. So
it is what it is. I'll be your homie level friend depending on where I'm at on that time clock. Or how much money you paying, or...
So what does she introduce you as? Yeah, this is my friend, Buddha.
Okay. Because guess what? I'm cool with that. Because if I'm knocking her down that night, I'm still going to be knocking her down as the friend.
So a title really don't mean much as far as, like, you know...
Well, like I said at the first, where is my agenda in this thing? You see, if my agenda is to play the role and be her man, then, yeah, I'm going to be her man.
And I close those or in public?
Both ways. Both. Now, but see, here's the thing about some relationships. Some relationships, they assume a lot. Other relationships, they're going to talk about it. And when you out in public and she do refer to you as a friend, it ain't going to bother you because y'all already had that conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So it's like kind of like how these celebrities walk around and people assume like they go together. And then it's like, you know, hey, what's your status with her? You know, I've been seeing you guys. No, that's just my friend. We whatever, whatever. So they probably, like you said, they probably did go behind closed doors and like, hey, listen, you know, eyes gonna be on us. So don't ever mention that we go together, because it's gonna be hell of a stuff to try to convince or talk about. So they just say, no, we just here as friends. Mm-hmm. We cool. So long as that conversation is said, right. I'm good. But if it catch me off on the blue, and I find out, you know, you used to mess, you know, Tony used to rock your boots or something.
But why does that matter, man?
Let cuz know that his time has passed.
But why does that matter though? Because it's
alpha
the
male,
end.
Alpha male.
Hey, you still okay. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, you see this letter.
You still are. You still are.
How many letters we done got?
You still an alpha male, man. You shouldn't be threatened by another alpha male.
But sometimes you gotta step in, and I don't know if you ever seen, like, you know, National Geographic, where you got the lions. The lions know they pride and stuff, but you always got that one alpha male that would just try you just to see what you about to
first
do.
First of all.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all,
but you
alpha,
gotta state your claim. Can't be like Scar and be like.
How it works is this in the Lion Kingdom is once they get grown of age, they go out and they find their own kingdom.
Scott tried to take the kingdom.
He almost succeeded. There's always one out there that's going to try to succeed, but if he's brave enough to do it and you're weak enough to fall, then guess what? You're not really the king in that situation from the beginning.
That's why you got to know the signs to go ahead and let people know, hey, hold on, back up, Santa Claus.
But you can't know the signs if you haven't identified yourself accordingly.
Hello? But you look for signs on how they looking. At Boo.
Everything glitter ain't gold.
Mm. Listen, man,
I don't trust that.
I had a major issue with what you just said. Like, so a lot of people get in these relationships, and obviously they can't see nothing else. They got to be blind. Nobody else can be fine. Nobody else can be popping.
And that's a problem.
That's a real problem because at the end of the day, if somebody thinks baby is cute, I'm like, she sure is. Why? You know, because that's why we were attracted to each other in the first place. Right. So I'm not going to sit here and say that somebody else is not going to be attracted to her.
Right.
Come on, man. Let's be adults about everything we do in life. Not just when we want to call an adult card. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
For the convenience.
Well, here. All right. I get it. I get that whole part. And so we're going to continue this discussion. And we're going to take a little quick break. Pay a little couple of bills here, and we're going to get into our chocolate letter at the bottom of the hour. Woo. So make sure y'all get your glass of cognac, your wine, whatever going to make you feel right. Because the best is yet to come. Let's go.
Great, guys. Great, great.
I think your boy is somewhere in...
Doing where you going, baby? What's your rush? Can I take a little moment of your time? This is purpose. Couldn't read your mind, you were hurting. With tears in your eyes, to my surprise, ain't got a word to say. Then she walked away. I didn't get a name.
Baby, why things don't change. Cause I got your back and you got mine, and I know I'll never stay the same. You can ask around and I'll tell you you're my favorite girl. Hold me down and you'll never let me go. And I already know, and I already know. Cause now I got diamonds in my chain, cups full of champagne, trees in the plane, and they all know my name. I ain't nothing like them lame. Riding through the west coast, you ain't even smoke, now you blowing on the best though. How many times we gotta try? You feeling your best now when I'm the reason why. No feeling the stress, I got a multi-track mind. So we make a toast and blow the planes up high. Trust, it's supposed to be us, babe. By now.
Coming up next, it's the chocolate letter. So fellas, grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out, on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
She don't want to have a
alimony in reverse.
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. Joining us in the building is the professor himself, Tony Williams. What's happening, my brother? Glad to see you.
What's going on, people?
Can't call it, man. Companionship, commitment. Once you've established that you're in a relationship, how important is it to you to let others know that you're in this relationship now?
Well, I look at it this way. Is it anybody's business but you too? Because all the complications come when you let everybody in your business.
Preach.
Privacy and secrecy is a line. Keep your relationship private, but don't keep it a secret.
Hmm. Hello.
People don't have to be in our business. But I'm not a secret. I'm not in the house when you go home and don't nobody know that I exist, and vice versa.
Well,
agree with that.
But Professor, before you came in here, I mentioned to Nikki that, you know, I ain't seen Boone in years. She never met him before. And I see him, whatever, and not knowing they used to date or whatever back in the day, you know. But she introduced me and said, "Hey, TJ, this Buddha. Should I have a problem with it? Should you have a problem with it if your lady don't acknowledge you like, hey, this is my boyfriend, Tony? Would you have a problem if she don't acknowledge it in that manner to another dude or to another female at that?"
Complications. In public, no, but we would have a conversation in private.
Like, why did you introduce me as just by my name? And
yeah, got to have a better understanding of what's going on between she and I and what she thinks it is. Mm-hmm. Because there's no use in doing things in public, because you still got to respect one another. So you have an understanding in private, and hey, if you have an agreement from there, go for it. But, you know, don't flip the script or anything like that, like, yo, what's going on? Just, it's about transparency and the transparency between you two.
Mm-hmm. What say ye, Buddha?
Oh, that was
ye, Buddha.
Well, that's what I said, almost, right? I thought that's what I said.
Those are his favorite words, transparency.
But no. In his totality, though, to go back to what he said, if you didn't know that they had an exchange, then you should always assume that any dude, not saying, you should always assume that any dude, your girl, introduce you to, and they may have had some similar interest in each other at some point. That way you can be like, oh, okay, you're not surprised. You know what I'm saying? You take your whole feelings out of it and you deal with it, because you're the now, and hopefully the future. You know what I'm saying? That's the rule of thumb. Like, baby already know if she meet any girl outside that there's a 50-75% chance she done went through the meat grinder.
Well,
I'm so ashamed.
All right. So, so tonight's chocolate letter, man, it's an update. It's an update from one of my listeners, from I believe either season 2 or season 3. He's a listener from Dallas, Texas, and he was 32 at the time. So I'm going to do a quick recap of what has happened from the first time that he wrote into the show. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. Here we go. Woo. What's happening, TJ? I recently heard about your show from a female coworker here in Dallas, Texas, and she suggested that I write into your show and tell my story. I must say, once I heard some of the positive messages that you, AD, and the rest of the crew give to your other listeners, I figured I'd go ahead and share my story. My girlfriend and I have been together for a little over a year and planning on having our first child together. I recently asked her to marry me about 3 months ago. She is now 6 months pregnant. Right before my girlfriend got pregnant, she switches her job from being a bank teller consultant and told me that she took a job at a nursing home overseeing their finances. She works nights. I never thought nothing of it because nursing homes are open 24 hours a day. My girl is small and all pregnancy belly. I asked her to stop working and let me take care of her, but she said she loves her job. So one evening, I went out with my boys. I told my girl earlier that day that me and my boys were driving down to Houston, which is about a 3-hour drive, to go to a strip club for one of my boys' bachelor party. However, we decided to stay in Dallas and go to the local strip club in town. We got to the strip club, chilled for a while. We then paid $100 for my boy to get that special treatment. That Nate late night special. We were taken to a dark room with dim red lights. A woman put a blindfold on all of our eyes, and then a mask just to make sure we couldn't see. Because there was only 3 of us, we got lap dances. I touched one of the girls and she felt weird, like she was a big girl. I thought I was getting set up with a fat ugly chick. So I took my mask off and blindfold. The girl that I touched was my pregnant fiance. I was hurt, and I still am. She is a stripper and been lying to me this whole time. She's been prostituting and stripping while pregnant. Now I wonder if the baby is even mine. Mm-hmm. I love her, but I'm so hurt. What should I do?
What feature's that?
So, fast forward to 2019. Okay. The advice that we gave, we gotta work it out. You gotta do some counseling. You gotta go through some counseling, do some talking, do something, because he was in a tough situation. So AD, go ahead and give us the update version of what Mr. Dallas, Texas decided to do and what situation he in now.
Cool. So actually says, hey TJ, thank you for reaching out and wanted to get an update as in regards to my situation. The last time I wrote you and the crew on the show, I was looking for advice as to what I should do about then my 6-month fiance, who lied about obviously going to Houston and being a stripper down there. I definitely appreciate all the advice that you and the crew gave me at the time. However, I definitely want to give you all an update as to what is now taking place. So, we are now married with a 1-year-old daughter. However, the issue that I am faced with is the fact that we don't have sex like we used to after finding out that she was a stripper and turning tricks. Not to mention, she refused to take a DNA test to make sure that my daughter is truly mine, and the fact that she is still stripping down in Houston. My female coworker, who originally told me about your show, me and her have been getting a little closer. We would sit and have lunch together and talk about what I'm going through between me and my wife. Now, 3 months ago, while my wife was down there turning tricks in the H-Town, I hit my coworker up and told her to come on over to be with me and the baby to keep us company. She agreed to come over while watching TV. My daughter fell asleep in my coworker's arm. I took my daughter upstairs to put her down and came back to watch TV, finish watching TV. After having a few drinks, me and my coworker ended up, you know what I'm saying, with the Netflix and chill moment. In the end, we started knocking boots, a.k.a. having sex. So about 3 months had gone by, my coworker told me that she was 3 months pregnant and that she was having a baby, that we were having a baby. Part of me felt bad the fact that I cheated on my wife, but on the other half, I feel no remorse. I love my wife, but she doesn't make me feel that she doesn't make me happy like she used to. The only reason I told her that she could continue stripping is because, man, she was making great money, bringing home close to $10K a weekend. Dang. My coworker made me feel like a complete, like my wife used to, but I'm at a crossroad again, needing to know what should I do. Now, should I tell my wife that I got another female pregnant, or should I just wait to see how things play out? TJ, I'm still confused, brother, 2 years later. Help me. What should I do?
I'm gonna start with baby over, because she got like some cliff notes and underlining notes. I want to hear these notes. What
nobody
advice you got for her
well,
this time?
First of all, you made two mistakes. Well, you made several mistakes. Staying in a relationship. That's first of all.
Boom!
But mistake number one, you agreed to let her, y'all co-signed on staying a stripper.
Ch-ch- boom!
That's collecting the bag, right?
Yeah, but I get it after I read now further about you getting $10,000. Okay, so now y'all like,
boom.
Get your coins, honey, okay? But the next mistake is you done invited this coworker that you done told all your personal business to to come over to
your house.
Hang out, okay?
Come chill, me and
boom.
The baby.
While the wife is getting these 10 stacks. You know what I mean? That's a problem. People don't make you happy. So if your wife is not making you happy, then y'all need to be having a discussion about it. That's always going to be an issue for me. Should you tell your wife? Yes. At this point, it's out there. She's stripping. Going on. No, don't you even got to collect the money. But, you know, well, go on and let her know. Y'all's married now, so yeah, that's y'all's money. You know what I'm saying? So
collecting alimony.
And furthermore, you could easily get a DNA test on a child in your house, so it ain't like you ain't got to be waiting on her to go do it.
You better go down to the CVS.
You can go swab. You can swab and send off.
She down there shaking her ass.
Yeah.
Nikki. Yes. what you got to say about it?
Well, first of all, mistake number one, I feel like, is why are you inviting another female in the issues between you and your wife?
He lonely.
Talk to God. Number two, I'm serious. Ooh. Don't make me laugh. I'm serious.
Throw the whole show away.
Do it.
Number two, nobody believes in condoms. Ooh. Nobody.
Right. You got lost in the sauce.
Nobody will leave condoms. Okay.
Well, yeah,
sure. Diapers more expensive than condoms. That's what I hear. So, okay.
I think he knew he was going to do that with her. Not with the baby, though.
He put the baby upstairs. Once the baby go to bed, that's it. It's adult time now. Come on now. I just feel like, first of all, I don't think y'all should have got married in the first place. Like, I should have still did counseling, but I wasn't here for that, so I digress. I feel like... Yes, tell your wife, because the cat and the baby about to be out the bag, so can't hide that.
Professor, what words of wisdom can you lay on this young man?
At the company party, like, hey!
At the company party.
We're family.
Well, it seems like his past words of wisdom, because the brother went deep diving into something he never should have ventured into in the first place.
Even though it was warm and wet, probably.
Here
because
you go.
It's like this. When you let your heart lead your head, you're going down the wrong road anyway, because you got to think first. Now, for the fact that she lied, just because you're getting stacks, it's not a good trade-off.
Right.
That's true.
So... made that decision to get married, Then he got into that 80-20. He gave up that 80 for that 20. And then what else is going to come out of it? Now you bring us another innocent in the world? So, brother, brother, brother.
At least he know this baby is his.
It's his.
Well, that is true. Right. However, he should have got that counseling in the first place to work on his heart and his head.
Yeah.
I think he let the money. I think he let the money run the show in this case here.
Oh yeah.
He let the money run the show here.
Oh yeah. You can make $10,000 in a week.
Baby, go on and come.
Okay.
Go on and keep turning them tricks.
Maybe.
That's how it is.
Shouldn't have got married then though. Should have kept an open relationship.
Now Buddha.
Buddha.
He needs some advice. What should he do?
I'm here for all of it, man. I'm here for all of it, man. Hey, listen. You find out your lady was stripping, turning tricks. You know what the lick read. Okay? You decided to marry her anyway, right? And continue on even after not getting the DNA test. I'm cool with that. But guess who else knew what the lick read?
She did.
The friend who was there from day one, who had this plan for 2 years. Trust me, she had this plan for 2 years.
Thanks,
she knew what the lick read, because any woman who's okay with coming over somebody's house and help watching their baby, they knew what the lick read.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So the agenda was, her agenda was to do exactly what she did. All right? Her agenda also was to allow you to have sex with her unprotected. Right? Her agenda was that she wanted you. All right? Regardless of what your stripper wife was doing, she wanted you. But you was cool with that because you knew that your wife was doing all those other things. So you rationalized it in your own mind to go ahead and do what you want to do.
Preach,
so,
Buddha.
So I'm here for it all. See, now, there are relationships out there that can benefit you. All you have to do is be up front, right? Your wife might be cool with you having another woman.
Right, it's about time.
With another baby.
Well, well,
yeah.
She don't might, really matter.
She might be.
They already,
she
listen, probably. She getting 10K. You think she just dancing for 10K?
Damn, nigga.
Come on.
Fans,
he already think he already think that the child ain't her, his. He already think that. Regardless if it is or not, he feel in his heart that it may not be his. Mm-hmm. She will accept. I'm almost willing to bet she will accept this child and the woman. As long as he come clean about it, she don't find it on
he
the.
Got to come clean.
Yeah.
She don't find out some other type of way, but from him.
You know what I
agree?
Because he married her.
I agree
with Buddha, but you know, the thing is about it, looking at it from another angle, he doing his grown man thing.
Mm.
So he knew what probably was gonna go down anyway.
Yeah, them lunch dates they were having. Oh, yeah. They was talking about
loyal.
This. They were talking about this. You know
and,
what I'm saying?
And that's the thing about it. We're gonna have another talk about that, you know, fraternizing with your coworker and
not friend.
You know, being able to turn some tricks with them and see what happens. But you spend, 'cause most of the time you spend most of your time with your coworkers in an 8-hour day, and by the time you get home, it's time to go to bed. So you don't really spend that time unless it's the weekend.
Yeah.
So you spending most of your time at work anyway, talking to this person instead of talking to the one that you need to.
With that
so,
work wife.
That work wife or that work husband, and they broadcast it too. They got no shame. Yeah, this my work husband.
That food was good.
Everything. So I think that he definitely should talk about it. And I agree with you, Buddha. I think that both women know what the lick is, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a matter of, she probably ought to know you. I know he probably out here doing his thing. It's all cool. It's all good. And she already knew, like, listen, you too good for her.
Mm-hmm. I can treat you better.
I can treat you better.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go ahead and set this up. And like you said, probably been in the works for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And probably been doing more than that. Probably got a little stuff in the car every now and again. But, AD, your advice, you know, hit home with him last 2 years ago. But obviously he got himself into some old situations. So what you got for the brother?
Man, so hopefully listening, if that's the case. But in any case, I guess he must have thought that you know, by marrying her that things would change. Truthfully, you ended up really seeing the true character already before you said I do. So I guess you must have thought things were going to maybe be a little different for you. At the end of the day, you need to tell her, you know, that's just to keep yourself pure within itself. You're not about to get ready to have another child who didn't ask to be here. I just like everybody else said, this was all kind of set up, so to speak. You know, the co-worker, of course, she was going to jump at the opportunity to be there. I think you was thinking with the wrong head. That is, you was acting on your feelings, and that's pretty much where you at. You're lost at your feelings. You're emotional right now. And you convinced, you started having conversation and dialogues with someone who probably already was waiting for you to come to her with these things. So I'm saying, so she buttered you up, which then probed you to want to call her because she was just so open and she had a good ear, giving you great advice. And then, voila, start knocking boots with her, obviously. One of the things I would really recommend you to get yourself together, truthfully. I think what I'm really seeing just through writing from the letters of last time and this time, you're too caught up in the ramification of what your wife, your then fiance, is doing. I think you're too blinded by the money. You know, you need to get your priorities straight within yourself and knowing who you are as a man, being able to stand on your own two feet, as well as to keep your feelings in check. And because you continue to rely on outside factors to determine who you are and how you maneuver, this is why you're going to and fro and you don't know where you're going. So I'm saying, but then at the same time, in the midst of it, you end up creating now two families. So you kind of put yourself in this all only because you weren't able to find that equilibrium within yourself to have a well balanced and foundation for who you are as a man. So I hope it all, in the end of the day, works out. As you all know, I'm an advocate for youth. I hope that you handle your responsibilities, which I believe that you will. But for the sake of your life, in addition to those kids, you need to be honest and be real about the situation. You was bold enough to call her. You laid it down. I'm sure you did. Now it's time for you to be bold enough within yourself to stand up, admit it, so therefore you and the two families, per se, can make a plan about moving forward.
Well, all right. I don't know what to say to that. Everybody went around the horn and pretty much said, brother, you better tell him. Now you just got to, I guess the question is, at what point should he tell him? Do we
Read
need to...
Me.
Like tonight, when after the show is over, or?
Well, get them.
Hold on, what
the
Tuesday?
Money for the week.
Oh, so she probably home right now. Probably home getting ready for the weekend.
Hold on, guys. Like, no. I mean, I agree.
Is there a time frame to tell him?
I agree with AD to a point, but like this guy told her to stop working, stop dancing because he could support her. So he got his own money.
Yeah.
See, so with that being said, does he really need the 10K?
It's obviously helping.
It's helping but does he really need it?
I mean, if you don't need $40,000 a month?
Regardless, that 80-20 we talked about, right? Yes. We talked about this about a month ago. Yep. So, listen, I get it. I understand it. Listen, you could potentially have your cake and eat it too. Just be honest. I'm going on a limb and say, your wife is going to be okay.
Oh, no, she's definitely going to be okay.
Here's the thing that I hopefully he can do a little second, you know, third follow-up. Mm-hmm. But I actually think you should get both women either in the same room and talk to them. Like, listen, this is what it's going to be. Or you talk to them individually because I don't think he said anything about her demanding him to leave his wife. So I'm thinking he can still... do both.
Listen.
I also think, you know, from just my standpoint, you know, we kind of pretty much just overseen the initial wave of before the 10K. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's 10K. I know she bringing home the money, but that still doesn't, so to speak, answer his true doubt question, which is his first child his? And I think that was the true, I guess, springboard that initiated all of this, which allowed him to obviously be able to communicate with his coworker, is because he was having doubts already in the marriage, which I'm sure before the marriage, he just tried to pacify it by getting married, thinking that everything was going to be okay and be smoothed out. So even though, yes, he was already in an emotional mess, he now has created a physical mess. for himself, he still would have to deal with the fact of, man, I was trying to figure out, is my current child or mine? Now I have to be able to figure out, how can I tell my now wife that I now have an outside child? So he's created a double whammy for himself, but even still, that emotional doubt to his wife, is my child, the first one that's one, is that still mine? And I think without that being solved, he still is just going to be all over the place within himself.
I think the timetable should be this. Get the DNA test, whether it's yours, whether it's not. After you get the DNA test, that will dictate how you want to present it to her.
No.
If it's yours, tell her. But tell her in a way like, hey, listen, don't put the blame on her why you did what you did, because you did what you did. There's no excuse. I mean, even though it was a circumstance that took place that happened, but if it turns out that baby ain't yours, you still tell her, but you tell her in a different manner.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
My question to you is
don't do the DNA test.
Don't do it that way.
I don't even say don't do a DNA test, man. You've been this
that's
child.
That's your child.
Hold on now. You
the,
agree.
But the judge going to say it's your child because y'all were married when she was born.
The DNA test really don't matter at the moment unless you want it for your own self, because at the end of the day, you chose to still be this baby pappy. You had 2 years to figure that out. You chose to do what you needed to do, all right? So that really, if you're using that as the basis of telling them, right, then you might as well go ahead and continue to do what you do. Simple.
Definitely now, tell her.
Well,
but you don't have to tell the other girl. Yeah. The other
no,
girl.
No, tell everybody.
She already know.
We out here now. There's no point in keeping secrets because she got the baby. You know, she's pregnant with your child.
Before she got
and
pregnant.
Then your wife, you already were questioning the child. The you know well, we being yours when you found out she now was stripping, so those are things that you should have put in place. Measures you should have put that in place before you decided to go proceed with the marriage. Mm-hmm. So now that you done went correct. Through with this marriage, mm-hmm. okay, you committed to it
already.
Okay, you committed to this woman that's pregnant and stripping and turning tricks with your child, potential child in her belly.
Turn tricks.
So we beyond that. Now, if you just want for, like he said, for clarity's sake, to just make sure that is your child or not or whatever, all right, go ahead and get the DNA test. You technically are the father. Go get the DNA test. You don't need the mama for that. You can go get anything for the DNA test.
Yeah,
let's go on and get beyond that. But I will say at this point, she know.
I just think he has doubt about the marriage, or maybe that she really is doing something. He's just using now that doubt as his way to, which led to what the situation is. I just think it was just an overall doubt.
Yeah, there's no more excuses at this point.
Resolve and talk to his wife about, and he's going to use that as an excuse, which he shouldn't.
Right.
But it was just self-doubt within itself.
Yeah, wow. There's definitely no more excuses at this point. Go ahead and just be great.
There's no excuses.
So the common thing for the night is go tell her.
Go on and tell her. And get the girlfriend. Y'all go on and tell her together. Everybody tell it out. Be in one room. Be happy. Because she know she know you married her with what her lie was. So at this point, your baby, it ain't no different.
Wow.
One lie is one lie is a lie.
So at the end of the day, go tell her. And man,
will be sister wives.
I'm trying to tell you at the company.
That's
party.
That's a thing now.
Company party. That's how you do it.
Trying to tell you.
So I definitely want to thank the professor for joining us again. Definitely love to have him back again on the show. We're gonna talk about this new segment that we got coming up pretty soon behind the scenes. So, Nikki, as always, darling, pleasure having you again.
Thank you for having me again.
And my two special family members. My sippers from the Sipping Conversation, Food and Bay.
Woo!
Look here. I appreciate y'all, man. Just one quick announcement. Catch me and Sam this Saturday, August 17th, at the FAMU College of Law. We're going to be conducting interviews during a community watch party and conversation of the Netflix movie series, When They See Us, and it's sponsored by the ACLU of FAMU College of Law, beginning at 1 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to have the state attorney. She's going to be there, part of the panel guests, along with her husband. She's going to be there and a couple other panelists to discuss that. So you can catch us out there. It's a free event. Just go online. Matter of fact, just go to our homepage, and you'll be able to see all the details I will be posting to that. So we'll be out there conducting interviews with the panelists as well as the the attendees. So make sure you do that. So till next week, man. I appreciate y'all like always, each and every week, Tuesday
thank
night.
Thank you.
Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.